Hello, a blessed and refreshing day to you, my dearly beloved. I welcome you to Arise Devotional for today, Friday, the 30th day of July 2021, on the platform of the Builders Forum. My name is Abraham Olufemi Ojemi. Today is the 50th day on our devotional series for this week, with the topic, Understanding Times and Seasons in the Journey of Life. We have been expanding the Word of God on the times and the season we are currently in. This is necessary because you need the understanding of the times and the season to effectively maneuver yourself in this world. We have affirmed that in the times and season we are in, the paradigm in church has shifted from just worshiping God to seeking Him. This determines the difference between believers who are just members of the church and those who are stakeholders in the kingdom. Listen to Jesus. At the age of 12 years, in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, and please permit me to read the Passion Translation. I read, Jesus said to them, "Why will you need to search for me? Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be here in my Father's house, consumed with Him?" End of quote. Kingdom business is a necessity to stakeholders. They are not just partakers of kingdom blessings, they are caretakers in the kingdom. They are consumed with the business of the house of God. You can see it in their zeal and passion for God and His kingdom. For them, it is not just about activities, it is much more activities. They seek God with the whole of their hearts. Such was Jesus, according to John chapter 2, verse 17. And please permit me to read the Good News Bible translation. I read, His disciples remembered that the scripture says, "My devotion to your house, O God, burns in me like a fire." End of quote. Relationship with God was not a vocation. It was a consuming passion. Such was David, according to Psalm chapter 132, verse 4 and 5. I read, "I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob." End of quote. They were God seekers. That is the time and the season we are in now, my friend. On Wednesday, we heard from the mouth of Jesus in Luke chapter 17, verse 1, that this end time is the time and season for offenses. Circumstances and situations will provoke all manner of offenses, even in the church. We therefore looked at various ways to handle offenses. Yesterday, we heard again from the mouth of Jesus concerning this end time, that the faith of believers will begin to shrink. We looked at three reasons why the faith of believers will decrease and the solutions to it. Today, we're going to hear from Jesus again concerning the times and season we are in. Let's read again from the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Specifically, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Jesus declares, and I read, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." End of quote. We are in the times and season for the preaching of the kingdom. The word preach is kairosu in Greek, and it means to publish. To publish means to present in visible and readable form. If it is preaching, it must be visible and readable. When Philip went to Samaria to preach Christ, in Acts chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, the people didn't only hear, they saw. I read, Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. End of quote. This end-time preaching is not just about talking. There must be something to show the people as illustrative of the kingdom. They have had enough in this dispensation they want to see. Listen to Apostle Paul's description of preaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, and I read, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." End of quote. The big question now, my friend, is your life demonstrating the Spirit and power of the kingdom? This is the times and season we have found ourselves, my dear. Is your life preaching the gospel? Jesus made a statement in John chapter 14, verse 9. And please permit me to read the easy-to-read version translation. I read, "Jesus answered, Philip, I have been with you for a long time, so you should know me. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father too. So why do you say, show us the Father?" End of quote. Can you say that of yourself? Because Jesus said, as the Father has sent him, so he has sent us. Is your life preaching the kingdom, my dear? The paradigm has shifted from just preaching with microphone and leaflets to preaching with our lifestyle. That was the example of the disciples of Jesus after Jesus had departed in Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And please permit me to read the contemporary English version translation. I read, "He found Saul and brought him to Antioch, where they met with the church for a whole year and taught many of its people. There, in Antioch, the lost followers were first called Christians." End of quote. They were identified as believers by their lifestyle. They replicated Jesus, not any pastor, bishop, or apostle. Whose lifestyle do you have, my dear? If it is not Jesus, then you lack understanding of the times and season we are in. Apostle Paul charged Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And please permit me to read the easy-to-read version translation. I read, "You are young, but don't let anyone treat you as if you are not important. Be an example to show the believers how they should live. Show them by what you say, by the way you live, by your love, by your faith, and by your pure life." End of quote. There is a way a believer should live. There is a behavior that is required of a believer. Believers are not to be known by title and status. The scriptures above outlines the characteristic standards of a believer. My friend, the days of preaching by titles and position are long gone. Jesus is preached through your lifestyle. People are eagerly looking for Jesus. Will they see him through you? Listen to what Jesus said in that end-time scripture in Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. And please permit me to read the Passion Translation. I read, "For there will be impostors falsely claiming to be God's anointed one, and false prophets will arise to perform miracles, signs, to lead astray, if possible, those God has chosen to be his." End of quote. There shall be fake replicas of believers. They will manifest lying wonders. The Bible says even the believers may be deceived. Lord, have mercy. That is why in this dispensation, there is the need for the power of discernment, for deep insight and good judgment, so you are not scammed. My dear beloved, will you make yourself available as a sanctuary of the Most High? Can you sincerely become a roadmap for those looking for the way to heaven? Would you, like Prophet Isaiah, say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? If your answer is yes, then be ready to realign your ways in line with Jesus. Sit down with the Word and check where you don't look like Him and make necessary amendments. Don't make any man of God your standard. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should not be mentored and inspired by people, but my dear, let Master Jesus be your standard. Him alone should be your North Pole in the journey of life. Then you can be sure you can never miss your way, because according to John chapter 14 verse 6, He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please let me pray with you, my dear. I shield you with the blood of the everlasting covenant against every satanic force trying to pull you away from the kingdom. I pray for the abounding grace of God to continue to avail for you to effectively replicate Christ in your lifestyle. I decree that whatever is not of Christ in you, no matter how long it has stuck to you, is cleared off your life today. Every weight and besetting sin that has made this heavenly race a struggle for you is blotted out of your life now. You will not be a barrier to others going to heaven. Receive fresh grace for the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. You have come this far in this heavenly race. You will not be a castaway in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is your season for a turnaround. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Peace.